Hello.
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
I am here for sound check, and I'm checking the sound. It's all I'm here for.
You're here.
Just a sound check.
Sound check, and you're checking the sound.
Yep, that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to the Shane and I Show. My name is Shane.
My name's Max. I have 2 feet.
Yes. I'm always like, I'm prepared for it. I'm prepared for it. And then all of a sudden it just comes out and it's really silly, but it still got me.
I don't think it was, I feel like it was a very simple statement.
It was still funny.
Okay.
It made me chuckle inside.
Inside.
In my dead heart.
All right.
Hey, this is a podcast about nothing.
It makes you think of something.
And it's good. We're back. We got 2 episodes in the can for December.
I like it.
Yeah, we're on a roll.
We are
on a roll. Let me get our sponsor out of the way. We are sponsored by Black Label Supplements. Go to blacklabelsupplements.com. Use code SHANE15 at checkout. Save if you're in your new year and you want your new era or whatever it is, you're trying to get healthy, go to blacklabelsupplements.com. They got really good stuff. Everything's third-party tested. It's all good. I've tried most of it. I could highly recommend most. They can recommend all their protein powders. There's just one I don't like, but they're all good. So if you use code SHANE15 at checkout, you save yourself 15%. So blacklabelsupplements.com, use code SHANE15 at checkout. And the coffee is coming back in January. So
hell yeah.
Stay tuned for that.
Do.
We'll be offering whole bean coffee.
Whole bean.
Whole beans. And ground. And K-Cups.
Nice.
And some other fun things coming up.
Cool.
So, yeah, man. What's going on, Max?
Chilling. I forgot to do any Christmas shopping, and Christmas is in like a week.
It's in like a week. This is, therefore, our Christmas episode.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat, dude. Don't worry about it. I'm in the same boat. I think everybody's getting gift cards this year.
Oh, that's fine.
One person is getting something that I think is kind of cool. They have this thing called Book by Anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You just punch in some information about whoever it is you want to do the book about,
mm-hmm.
and it comes out this very sarcastic AI written book about that person.
I like that.
Yeah. So I'm working on that right now.
All
right. For somebody. But that's the only person I think that's going to get an actual. I'm just like, dude, I'm trying to be jolly as fuck.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard, man. It's hard being jolly.
It is. Well, I mean, I think Christmas is a fucking stupid bullshit holiday.
I do too.
So, yeah.
I'm not a big Christmas guy.
No, me neither. But
I don't like it because of crowds.
Yeah.
I think it's the one time a year I could put on the face. You know what I mean? I talked about it last episode. I've been gearing up to put on the game face.
The game face. Yeah, yeah.
The game face where I'm happy to be there.
Yeah.
I'm fucking happy to be here, man.
Yeah.
And it doesn't come off psycho or nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're not overly happy to be there at the party, but you're happy enough.
Yeah.
You're happy enough.
Happy enough.
And you're not like the fucking psycho sitting in the corner by himself.
Correct. Yeah.
Because there's always that one guy.
There is. That's usually me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there too.
Mm-hmm.
I've been that guy too.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, man, I want to get into like some Christmas shit in this episode at some point. But I got some things. I got something that's been bothering me, dude.
Let's hear it.
And I was going to say something other day, but you want the reaction. So you're going to get the reaction. And I'm just going to put it out there. And it may seem stupid to some people, but it's I don't know why. But it annoys the piss out of me when you're talking to somebody and you ask them like a direct question, like, hey, what time does that movie start? And they're like, oh, it has, I don't know, Matt Damon in it.
Oh, and they answer a completely different question.
Yeah.
One that's vaguely related.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, that's not what I asked.
Yeah.
I asked, what time does the movie start? Oh, no, Matt Damon's in it. It's like a 2-hour movie.
Yeah.
I had this thing happen with somebody recently where I was like, okay, what time are you going to be there? And they're like, no, I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, what time are you going to be there so I can meet you there? Oh no, I'll be there.
I'll be there
like within a half an hour to an hour.
I think Dave will be there too. So
yeah. dude. And the worst was it was a girl that I was kind of interested in. Uh-huh. And I was trying to set something up for a little coffee date. Uh-huh. And she kept being like so vague about her answers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, okay, what time are you going to be there?
Yeah.
Oh no, I'll be there.
Huh?
That. Okay.
Yeah.
What time?
Yeah.
Oh no, it's, you know, it's that coffee shop right there on the side of the, on the corner right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I know the coffee shop, but what time do you want me to fucking be there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh no, I'll be there. She said that like four or five times. And I got this other friend that does it to me all the time too.
Yeah.
Like, and he'll say some shit that I'm just like, dude, that's not the question I asked. Yeah. Listen to the question I asked.
Yeah.
I said, I remember one time I was just like, I asked him, I had to pick him up for something. I was picking him up. I was going to give him a ride. And I was like, okay, what time do you want me to be there? He's like, oh no, just come over whenever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, I'm kind of doing something right now. And I just need a time frame of when I'm going to be, when I need to pick you up. And he's like, oh no, whenever. I fucking hate people that give me vague answers, dude. I don't know. And it just recently started happening. Maybe it was because it happened back to back like it did. Like it happened with this guy a couple weeks ago. And then with this girl, it just happened like last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then therefore, any attraction I had to this girl was completely gone. I'm like, you can't answer a simple question.
Yeah.
I met her anyway, but I mean, she was like 45 minutes late. And I was like, just like,
yeah, fuck this.
Yeah. I'm not. Yeah. Not down with my, I don't like talking about dating on here anymore because the same thing happens.
Uh-huh.
Every time I go on a date.
Yeah.
And then one day I will talk about when I meet somebody that's actually knocks my socks off. But until then, I don't think I'm going to talk about dating anymore because it's just the same fucking thing.
Okay. But I'm not going to hold you to that because it will come up again.
It might.
Yeah.
It might. And that was the other thing, because we were on this little date, this little coffee date, and this lady seemed pretty serious about trying to date somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to get into this. Fuck. All right. So she seemed pretty serious about, like, she in her little fucking bio thing on her fucking app, on the app that I was using.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, be single. Be like, no friends with benefits or nothing like that. And I'm like, okay, I can vibe with that. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have a friend with benefits right now. I don't have a side piece right now. It's fine. Right? And we're talking. And after she was 45 minutes late, I didn't leave. I wasn't a dick. I stayed there. Right? And I was like, okay, maybe something can happen from this. I doubt it. But I'm already annoyed at this point.
Right.
And I could tell she just wasn't into it. Like, maybe she thought having coffee was a stupid thing. Because I had the sink planned. I was like, we'll go to coffee. And then we'll go maybe to putt-putt or something. It was a nice day out.
Yeah.
And I never got to the putt-putt part.
Yeah.
Maybe she thought the coffee thing was stupid. I don't know, man. But here's the thing that I was getting to on this is so we're talking and I'm like, I kind of like the fact that you were like, you know, no friends with benefits or no side pieces or anything like that. And she's like, yeah, I mean, I already have somebody that's kind of like that. And I know. And I'm like, well, isn't that kind of like in my head? I was just kind of like, isn't that kind of, aren't you just kind of lying if you want, if you're saying that you want somebody like that doesn't have any of that shit going on?
When you yourself have the shit going on.
And maybe, and then I thought about it because I didn't like say, I wasn't going to be a dick and say something right away. And I seriously doubt you'll ever listen to this. So here we are.
Here we are.
But yeah, so she says that and I'm just kind of, I didn't think about it until like, after I left, and I was thinking about it, and I was just kind of like, man, so that means you're already getting some on the side. So what's that going to be like if you start dating somebody?
Yeah.
It's just going to create, and you don't want any drama because your ad says no drama.
Right, right, right.
And it's just like, you're just fucking creating drama.
Yes.
For no reason.
Yes.
And you can't answer a simple question.
Yes. This is an example of a person who doesn't know what they want, and they write a bunch of shit on the internet and hope for the best.
Yeah, it literally, I was just sitting there, and I was like, she's like, yeah, I already have some kind of side piece. You know, most people these days have some kind of side piece, and I'm like, yeah, I don't right now. And I'm like, and then I thought, and then I'm like, so does that mean the guy you're sleeping with right now, you're not like literally, like I was thinking about it. I didn't say any of this.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to be rude.
Right.
that I was thinking about it. And I've been thinking about it for a while, like since last week. And I was just like, you know what? So does that mean the guy that you're just sleeping with has no other qualities that you like about him except the fact that maybe he has an enormous, you know.
Maybe just a decent.
Yeah.
Maybe just an average, but hey, it'll scratch the itch.
Right. Or he like lives next door and it's convenient. You know what I mean? He could just come over, you could bang, and then he leaves.
Yeah.
Whichever way I'm fine with, but if you're telling somebody
that you don't want them to have that,
yeah,
then but you show up and here you are already side pieced up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how is that guy going to feel if I show up? See, I was even taking in other people's feelings in this matter. Because I used to would not care.
Yeah.
And I would have just rolled with it.
Yes.
And I was like, I know how it feels to be that guy when some other dude shows up that she's actually interested in.
Right.
And I don't want to wish that on. That fucking feeling sucks.
Yes.
I don't want to put that on somebody.
Nah.
Like, I went through it. Luckily, I went through it when I was in my 30s or whatever, but it was just a weird thing, man. It was a weird fucking, all my dates are weird, man. They're all weird at this point.
I'm so glad that I am past the whole dating thing.
You're lucky, man.
I'm really lucky.
And then you got people that just say that dudes just, there's reason, like, men just don't put themselves, well, there's reasons why men don't put themselves out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I would rather be by myself and be happy in my own little world
mm-hmm.
than have to deal with any shit.
Right.
I don't want to deal with side pieces. I don't want to deal with the fucking drama. Like, and when I say that, I mean it.
Yes.
Right? I'm just looking for somebody that's kind of in the same boat.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right? If you got something on the side going on and we start dating, you need to end that thing with the side going on. And that was the other thing. It didn't sound like she was going to end the side thing that was going on. And it could have been that the guy was like maybe her ex or something, and she just didn't want to tell me she was still hooking up with her ex. I don't know. I didn't get that deep.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
I didn't get that deep into it.
Yeah.
I tried changing the subject because it just seemed like, I don't know why you would bring that up in the first 20 minutes of the date.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, she really didn't seem like she wanted to be there. And with her vague answers, I kind of got the sense like she didn't really want to be dating. So I was just kind of like, eh.
Why did she even agree to show up?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what the fuck?
It's just, that's my dating life, I guess. Yeah. But anyway, that's vague answers. Don't give me vague answers.
All right. Yeah.
Well, here we go again.
That's Darla.
Yeah.
She sees somebody walking down the road.
Yeah. My dog does the same thing.
Yeah.
She did see these two guys that were trying to sell solar today.
Ah, yeah.
And they were scared because they were like, it's a pit bull.
Well, I bet. Yeah. Daisy could be intimidating.
Yeah.
This one here, Darla, there's nothing intimidating about her.
And luckily I could edit out the dog sounds because everybody was like, nobody heard the dog sound in the last episode. So.
All right.
Here we are. So now it's time, man. To get jolly as fuck.
Jolly as fuck.
Jolly as fuck and talk about some Christmas shit.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Can you still say Christmas? Can you still say Merry Christmas? Or do you have to say Happy Holidays?
You can still say Merry Christmas.
So what's the deal with everybody getting all uppity up about Happy Holidays versus Merry Christmas?
Okay, I'm going to say people were getting... People were getting uppity about that
and
say the late aughts and the early 2010s.
Right.
But now nobody gives a shit anymore because they all realized it was stupid to begin with. So you're allowed to say Happy Christmas again.
Can you say Merry Christmas?
Yeah.
Or does it have to be Happy Christmas?
Well, I guess you say Happy Christmas like in England or whatever.
Yeah, I know they say that in England.
Yeah, I was watching Harry Potter the other day.
Right.
Not because I wanted to, but because I was in the room when somebody else was watching it. And they said Happy Christmas. And so that's how I learned that English people, or maybe it's just wizards, say Happy Christmas. No,
it's English people, because I was just watching something the other day. What movie was I watching it yesterday?
Was it an English movie?
No, it was an American movie, but the guy said, you know, in England, they say Happy Christmas.
Oh.
We could say Happy Christmas. Oh, it was that new movie on Netflix, Carry On.
That's oh shit. I watched that too.
I'm only about halfway through it.
All right. Yeah. No,
it seems pretty good.
It's worth the run through.
Is it?
Yeah.
And I like that Jason Bateman guy.
Yeah. Jason Bateman's great.
Especially as a bad guy. I think he's a really good, he's an underrated bad guy.
No, he makes an excellent villain. Even in like his Arrested Development days.
Yeah.
When he was the victim.
Yeah.
Of everybody's villainy. Yeah. He had the makings of a good villain in him.
Yeah. Well, even in Ozark, like he wasn't trying to be a villain, but he was the villain in Ozark.
He was absolutely the fucking, yeah. Like he never wanted to do any of that shit, but he was a bad, bad man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good show.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, man. So I started watching that and in the beginning of the movie, they say Happy Christmas instead of Merry Christmas.
All right.
That was my question. And did you know that if you order Uber Eats, you can get fucking carolers when you order Uber Eats?
You can order Christmas carolers?
Yeah.
To your door?
Yeah. I don't know if it was just a commercial that I saw or if it's an actual thing.
Yeah. You can like order Christmas carolers and pay them through the Uber app to come to your door and carol?
Yeah.
You want to just sort of like sign up for that?
No.
And then just go to random people's doors and take their money and sing badly at them?
No, not at all.
I have a top hat I could put on.
I know. I remember your top hat.
Yeah.
It doesn't get used much. I mean, that would be the perfect thing to use it for.
Exactly. I'd be like, hey, this is my Dickensian outfit. It would just be jeans and a t-shirt and a top hat.
But if you want to really get in the Christmas mood, throw that fucking top hat on.
I will throw that top hat on. Not right now, but eventually.
You cannot not be in a bad mood wearing a top hat.
See, that's not true. Maybe.
I mean, you could fake it really well.
Because what I was thinking was, I bet Abe Lincoln was in a bad mood after he got shot. And I know I went to a dark place with that. But it occurred to me, probably either he had his top hat off because he was in a theater, or when he got shot in the head, it blew the top hat off of him. So
I would assume he had the top hat off, because if you see like even little painting, I mean, they don't have pictures back then, but
yeah.
But if you see pictures of, like paintings of it, drawings or whatever,
yeah,
he's not wearing the top hat inside the fucking theater.
You don't wear a top hat in the theater.
Yeah.
That's just not something you do.
I mean, Slash does, but.
Well, he's Slash.
And he also looks very happy when he wears his top hat.
It's true that, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. All right. I'll have to break out the old top hat.
Dude, if you're not in the Christmas fucking spirit, here's my recommendation for you people. If you're not in the Christmas spirit and you could get yourself a top hat, get yourself a little top hat fucking, and a little fucking snowman scarf or something.
Do it.
Boom. Christmas fucking spirit right there.
Christmas spirit.
Come on. I'm trying to get jolly, man. Come with me, Max.
Mm-hmm.
Come with me. Come and get jolly.
All right. We're jolly. We're Christmasing.
Okay.
We're,
what else? What other Christmas shit can we talk?
Fuck, man. So, question.
Uh-huh.
Is Santa the king of the elves? Is he himself an elf, and is he the king of the elves?
He would be a very big elf.
He would be. I think in like originally he was supposed to be an elf.
What is his origin story?
Okay, so Saint Nicholas was an Anatolian bishop in like the 400s or something.
Right, but how did he come to being the guy that comes down your chimney and passes out fucking presents to you? Is that Saint Nicholas's spirit?
I genuinely don't know how those two got mixed together.
Right.
Because like Chris,
I know what the Chris Kringle story is.
Yeah.
Like he was some kind of bishop or something like that.
Yeah, so St. Nicholas was, yeah, and he, like, I guess gave presents to people. I don't know how any of this stuff came about.
Right.
We chopped down trees and put them in our house because that's what the old fucking, like, German pagans used to do.
Yeah, we don't chop down our tree. It sits in the garage and then we pull it out.
Yeah, that's the deal with this tree, too. Yeah.
I know families, though, that make a mission of going out and fucking chopping their own tree.
Yeah, they go out to some snowy hill somewhere, chop down a tree.
That'd just be awful.
Fucking just commit tree murder right there.
Not just the tree part. That would be kind of cool, but it's just the amount of time that you have to spend with your family. you must really like your family.
I think that's kind of the point of it, yeah.
Like, you must really get along with your family, or it's some... Like, there's some dark shit going on that you gotta You got to put it all aside to like do this one Christmas activity that you guys do together every year.
There could be some kind of like curse or like a deal with an old Norse god or something. And it's like, if the family doesn't go out every year to commit tree murder together,
God's going to come and shoot them down.
Then yeah, fucking like
they'll be on the bad person list.
Yeah. And then like the like a frost troll will come and, and tear off their toenails.
But like, see, it got me thinking though. What about the elves? Because what do the elves do when they're not like there's like slave labor?
No, I think they get paid,
but like they can't be much.
Well, they don't get paid with money.
Do they get paid with sugar cookies and shit?
I think it's mostly sexual favors. I think the elves have a whole sex economy that sort of it's like bonobos, you know?
Right.
That's
but you never see, like, if you watch Christmas specials,
yeah.
Like you never see any female elves. So I don't know if that.
Right. Well, here's the thing. First off, elves can be as gay as anybody else. So just no judgment there. But secondly, you know, all the Christmas specials, they edit out all the sex, all the weird elf sex stuff because they're family things. And weird right. elf sex stuff is not family friendly.
It's not.
Right.
It so
they,
really
so,
isn't.
Right. So they show them in the toy shop. They don't show them getting Hummers afterwards. Right. They don't show where the mayonnaise is gargled.
Dude.
They don't do that.
Do they have, you think they have ditty parties?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. But you know, they
I
have,
think we're ruining Christmas.
I mean, this is just the way it is. And this is entirely hypothetical because yes, they might
very
have
hypothetical.
They might have some kind of food based economy.
See, that's what I'm thinking is they have some kind of food based economy and they get all the fucking sugar cookies because, you know, Santa isn't going down all those fucking chimneys and throwing back all them cookies that you leave out for him. Like he's throwing some shit in the bag. He's like
just bringing it back for the elves.
Donnie, the little elf that made the train here, he'll fucking love these.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's also the greatest video ever that's currently going around on the internet. Have you seen it?
You would have to describe it. There's a lot of videos going around on the internet.
It's a song with Arms Wide Open by Creed.
Okay.
And it's this guy, he's supposed to be a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, somebody open my presents. Fuckers open my presents. In the chorus of With Arms Wide Open, instead of saying With Arms Wide Open, With Arms Wide Open. It's, they opened my presents. Some motherfucker opened my presents.
Yeah, no, I've not seen this.
Dude, it's the great. It made my week.
All right.
The guy is like dressed like Scott Stapp, except he's in a robe.
Okay.
A gold robe.
I like it.
And black sweats. Yeah.
All right.
I wonder if I could pull it up.
Oh, please don't. Please don't. It's not going to make for like good podcast listening.
I think if we were a video, it would.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We can't show them a video on a podcast.
No, we can't. And I can't remember the name of the video.
Yeah, so definitely don't look that up right now.
I'm not.
Yeah, cool.
I'm going to put that down.
Yeah, good call.
But it's the greatest thing in the world. Currently, it's the greatest thing going around about Christmas.
All right.
So, yeah. In my opinion.
All right. So we've got elves with their sex/food economy.
I think it's more food than anything else.
It could be nut based, and it could be like chestnuts, right?
Right.
Roasted on an open fire, but also like nut, right? So it could be.
I don't know why you think the elves have a sexual economy. I don't think they do.
Well, what else are they?
I think the elves are very asexual.
Why?
Because
where do elves come from if they're asexual?
Right.
Yeah. The way you get a new elf is when a mommy elf and a daddy elf love each other very much.
I know how babies
come
back.
Yeah, all right.
I know how babies come back. Okay. But if you see all the fucking videos and Christmas specials again, I'm going by what I see since I was a kid, man.
That's fine, but like
they don't show you behind-the-scenes shit of elves getting Hummers.
No, they don't. They don't show elf orgies in those Christmas specials because it's not family-friendly. Right.
They should do a deep dive and show it after midnight.
Let me tell you something. If you go on the internet,
the dark web,
nope, just the regular internet and you type in the words elf and sex, you will get all the footage you could ever
want. But it's just actual, it's not real elves.
How do you know?
Because real elves wouldn't do that.
Because real elves wouldn't do that?
Real elves are loyal. I mean, I don't know, man. I once saw this episode of American Dad where Santa and the elves were trying to kill the Smiths.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, anything's possible.
Yeah. Don't base this off of children's cartoons. You know, these are elves. These are real living, breathing people who fuck and procreate. And they have an economy, but they don't have money, right?
I always just assumed that they were like, their fucking economy was that they got paid like, you know, Nike factory workers.
Yeah, but where does the cash come from? Unless there's like at the core of their economy.
Santa has magic. He just magically put some gold or whatever, you know?
He could.
Magic.
I don't think he, does he have magic?
I mean, yeah, I think he does. How else does the fucking sleigh go? How else do the fucking reindeers fly? Because they're just fucking reindeers.
Well, the reindeers have magic.
Right. But there's different versions of Santa, though.
There are different versions of Santa.
There's some versions of Santa where he has... How the fuck do you think that fat guy fits down a chimney?
Lube.
No, dude, it's magic.
Really? Because I bet they have so much lube at the North Pole.
And he goes down and shoots down the chimney. And how is he doing that these days when there are not that many chimneys left in the world?
Yeah, in California, new buildings don't even have chimneys. Yeah. It's against the fucking law.
Is he just walking in through your back door now? Or is he just coming in through the front door all magically?
Well, he could come in through the window. He could use some sort of teleportation beam. Maybe. Some Star Trek shit.
See, that's what I think.
Yeah. Maybe he can just walk through walls.
Maybe he's advanced now and he doesn't even need the reindeer. And they have like, you know, in Star Trek, they have the teleporter.
Yeah.
Maybe they have one of those in the North Pole now.
I think he still needs the reindeer, but then he can like teleport the gifts if he's like hovering over the house or over the neighborhood. Yeah. He can teleport the gifts down and he can teleport the cookies up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Because I don't see a lot of houses these days with chimneys. Unless those people just don't fucking get presents.
It's entirely possible that they don't get presents because, you know, you live in a house without a chimney, you got to be on the naughty list.
And what happens if you're on the naughty? Because in old legend says, if you're on the naughty list, you still got something, but it was a lump of coal.
Yeah. Well, nowadays...
Just not get nothing?
Well, nowadays, I think they just tear off your toenails.
Does Santa do it?
I think he uses his Santa magic.
And he just sits in at the edge of your bed and fucking uses his little magic? And
No. He's there in his sleigh, and as he flies over, teleporting presents down to all your neighbors.
It's a futuristic Santa.
Yeah, and he tears your toenails off, which is a rude way to wake up, you know?
Yeah, not having any toenails.
Yeah, and then... See? Maybe that's their money, toenails.
Maybe the elves like the toenails. See, I don't know, man. What do they do? I think they get paid in sugar cookies. Because what are you going to do with all those leftovers? He ain't eating all that stuff.
That's true. He would have no feet because of the diabetes.
Yeah.
And Santa has feet. Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would have to he'd have to give out half of that shit to people. And he's not like going to give it to the poor people.
No.
He's got to pay those elves.
He's got to pay the elves. He pays them in cookies.
Yeah. And then they have their orgies when they get all hyped up on sugar.
Yeah. And that's how they get more elves.
That makes sense.
Yes.
That makes sense.
We figured it out.
We figured out the legend of Santa.
We
solved Christmas.
Yeah.
People are listening to this like, fuck these guys. I'm trying to be happy for Christmas. You guys just ruined Christmas for me.
Mm-hmm.
We're not here to ruin Christmas for you.
Yeah.
If you like celebrating Christmas, go all out.
Yeah. And if you want video documentation of these elves going at each other, just look it up on the internet. It's there.
It's there. I think there's some female elves that actually have like fucking OnlyFans.
I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen some stuff.
I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
You ever think about starting an OnlyFans to just do some weird shit to see if like somebody'll pay to watch you like dip your toes in mayonnaise?
Yeah, see, I've thought about that.
Yeah.
But as a dude?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people would be very turned on by it.
Well, you see, that's because you're turned on by women.
Yes.
And so you don't see how people would be turned on by a dude. But like half of all people are into dudes. Probably more than half.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I OnlyFans is kind of a weird thing, man.
It really is. It really is.
It's, you know what's weird about it? Here's what's weird about it to me. It's like people, I'm trying to do this, but it's going to get weird. Okay, our, fine,
no,
whatever.
Yeah, no, we are in a weird fucking place here. Just do it.
It's go supposed with it. To be the Christmas episode, but yeah. Here we go. Okay, here's the weird thing that I don't understand, that I think is weird about OnlyFans. Because like, right. I could watch some adult movies, right?
Yeah.
And just go on to like Pornhub or whatever and fucking get my jollies off.
Yeah.
And I'm not interacting with anybody, and that's fine for me.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Right? What I don't understand about OnlyFans is these guys that give their money to these women
mm-hmm.
and think that these women actually fucking like them.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the part that's weird to me. It's like, okay, you know, if you give me $200, I'll do this for you. Well, if I'm going to give you $200, I'll just go fucking pay somebody that I can actually see.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
In real life.
Yeah. There are a lot of local prostitutes everywhere yeah. you go who will do the act with you.
I was trying not to go there, but it just seems weird to me, right? Because I know there's people, I was watching this thing about this. There was this chick that just slept with like a hundred dudes or whatever in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, dudes were giving her like 300, 400, 500 bucks, $1,000 to be one of the dudes.
Damn, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for her. Good for her.
But I feel, what about the dude? Like, I feel like, what are we doing as dudes? Like, what are we doing as, like, what's that saying? Like, oh, I don't know, man.
Well, maybe they just have like a gangbang kink.
Yeah, but more and more I see dudes just willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Willing to give their money to OnlyFans girls. And not really willing to go out and try to fucking meet actual women.
Yes, that said, men have been willing to pay for sex work since the dawn of time.
I've done it in myself, but that's like real though. You know what I mean? That's like real interaction.
Yeah.
It's not you're in a screen
mm-hmm.
and I'm watching you, and then they do these like custom videos for guys or whatever.
Some people like to watch.
Anyway. The point is, I'm going to tie this back to Christmas here.
All right, good. I'd like to see you do that.
There's this woman that dresses as an elf.
All right.
And she has this OnlyFans.
Okay.
Right? And apparently, she does this all year and just makes a killing.
Good for her.
Has the elf ears and everything.
All right.
See, I tied it back to Christmas.
You tied it back to Christmas.
And then I don't know what she does during Christmas time. She might do very special things with Santa during Christmas time.
That might just be her busy season, right?
Right. Right. I wanted to really do a happy, jolly Christmas. I think we got there. We got to Christmas. No,
there's plenty of jollies going around in this episode.
Oh, man. But yeah, man, that's the thing. I've been thinking about that OnlyFans thing for a while. Not doing it, but I mean, just how it just makes this weird thing between men and women now.
I don't think it does. I think it's just another format for like sex work.
Well, I could see that too, but I mean, I don't know, dude. If you're like, is it weird? Cause if I think this way, cause like, I don't have a problem. Even if I'm dating somebody or I'm with somebody, like I'll still check out some porn.
Yeah.
Right.
Everybody does from time to time. Yeah.
But I would feel weird if I was paying some chick a couple $100 a month to be a member of her OnlyFans.
I think most of them were like $5 a month, $10 a month.
There's some of them, the ones that are making the cash.
Yeah.
They're charging more than $5 or $10.
I mean, they could be, or they're charging like $10 a month, but to like 10,000 dudes.
Well, it's like $10 a month.
That's $100,000 a month.
But then what they do is they get you in these little chats, right?
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, I'll show you more if you just, you know, give me another $100.
Yeah.
And then pretty soon, because I made this mistake once, and that's where I was like, OnlyFans is weird.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I wound up spending like $300 in like an hour.
Yeah.
And I was like, that chick just, she, good on her.
Good on her.
That is not, I'm not down with that.
That's essentially that's just being a stripper with a more private venue.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think us as guys, there's guys that actually think that these girls are just there for them. That's what I'm trying to like.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like some people will delude themselves. Yeah.
And that's why they're not dating or whatever. And that's why all these people are saying, oh, men don't want to date anymore. Like, dude, I'm trying to date.
Yeah.
But it just gets, I don't know, man. I don't know. So after Christmas, I'm going to take this back. After Christmas comes New Year's.
All right.
Do you ever make New Year's resolutions?
No. I used to, but now I don't.
When I was a smoker.
Yeah.
My New Year's resolution every year.
Every year, stop smoking.
Stop smoking.
Yeah. I remember that for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every year, and I'd make it, I think the furthest I made it one year was like 3 days.
Yeah. I made it 2 weeks once.
Yeah. It was just like, you know, I made this thing because I was really into doing, at the time, I was really into doing CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, New Year's. And the guy training me, like this, the guy was just a phenomenal coach. Like he could sell you on anything. Like he would sell you on fucking diets he didn't want. You know what I mean? Like, just a phenomenal, like, entrepreneur business guy, and he was actually a good coach. You're killing me, dog.
Oh, somebody's making a delivery.
Jesus. You're killing me. But he was, like, a phenomenal coach. Like, and he was quite the, like, the entrepreneur guy. And he had this contest, like, New Year, New You kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, man, if you could like just, he knew I smoked because I would smell like cigarettes when I went into the gym.
Yeah.
And doing CrossFit and smoking was not good anyway.
No, I wouldn't think so.
And he was like, what are the two vices you have? And I was like, oh, I smoke too much and I drink too much coffee. At the time, I was drinking a lot of coffee and a lot of fucking energy drinks too. And he was like, well, maybe your New Year's resolution should be like, you know, to quit smoking and to like quit drinking coffee and caffeine altogether. And I'm like, and the way he sold it to me.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, because then you could be your optimal self.
Yeah.
Like you could really feel what's going on in your body and you could feel the workouts. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'll come in here every week. You can beat me up every week. I could do these stupid wood workouts and not have a cigarette or any coffee. I'm in.
Yeah.
I think I paid $35 to join this little thing that they had. It was a pot, and whoever actually stuck to their resolution the longest won the pot.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And I was like, I'm going to win it.
Yeah. You were like first out, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like 3 days in, dude.
Yeah.
3 days in. I remember it too, because I was leaving the gym and I could smell a cigarette. I was like walking out of the gym and somebody like a block up was smoking a cigarette. And you know how when it's like your brand and you smell that shit?
I know exactly how, yeah.
And it just smells wonderful.
Yes.
Until you actually smoke one. And it smells so wonderful. And I was just like, I'm going to buy a pack of cigarettes and I'm going to get a cup of coffee. That's what I'm going to do right now.
Yeah.
And sure enough, that's what I did. And you know what? I didn't really regret it.
No. I imagine not.
So, and then I realized that making resolutions is stupid.
Yeah. New Year's resolutions are for people who don't need to make them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Or usually a lot of people that do it are people that are like, I need to get in shape. I need to lose 10 pounds or whatever.
Yeah. You know what makes more sense to me?
Hmm.
It just seems more reasonable. I'm not religious, but some people who like do Lent and they'll give up something for Lent.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, and it's like 3 weeks of abstaining from something that you consider sinful or whatever.
Right.
And yeah, man. Like it's, you know, 3 weeks. You can see that the light at the end of the tunnel, right? Yeah. All that shit.
Uh-oh.
I'm good.
All right.
I'm good.
Yeah, man. I see that makes sense. Lent has always made sense to me just because of that. It's not like a big commitment.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like a resolution, like if you make a decision on New Year's Day, like you're like, there's no end in it. I agree with you. There's like, you're like, okay, this is forever.
Yeah. A New Year's resolution is like a whole fucking year.
Yeah.
Really? Or like quitting smoking. That's a forever thing, which is when I was a smoker was Like, that was the dream, but that was an unreasonable goal to set.
Yeah. Trust me, I know. I remember for me, too.
Yeah.
It was, like, impossible. And I used to chain smoke, too, dude. Yeah, it was, like, one right after the other.
Oh, me too, man.
It was fucking horrible. It's the one thing that I'm glad when I eventually quit to this day. It's the one thing out of all the devices that I've had in my life. The two things that I'm not a drunk bastard anymore. Mm-hmm. And that I fucking finally quit smoking.
Yeah.
Because that shit was going to kill me.
Yeah.
And it was just a matter of time. Like, it was like when you're in your 20s, it's cool. Like, it's cool to have a cigarette. Like,
yeah. That first one in the morning gives you a nice little rush.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all that shit's cool. It's just when you start getting to a point where you're like 35, 40 and you're just still smoking. It's like that's when it starts getting bad.
Yeah. You're still smoking.
And your health starts suffering.
Yeah. And like at the end of the year, you do the math and you're like, oh, I spent how many thousands of dollars on cigarettes this year?
Yeah. And now they're just fucking too expensive, dude. I wouldn't do it.
Dude, a pack of what I used to smoke is something like $15
now. I know. It's crazy.
It's wild.
Like, there's no way I would smoke now. Like, I've thought about it. Like, I still like the smell of cigarettes, but I just I don't like the effect they have on me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when I finally started working out seriously, like, smoking had to go.
Yeah.
And it was just, I had to figure out a way to quit that works for me. And I found one and it worked and it's still working today. Anyway, I think that's going to do our episode.
Yeah.
Because this is a long one.
All right.
And hopefully we didn't ruin your Christmas.
Hopefully. Hopefully we left you with jollies.
Hopefully you found some humor in our Santa Claus theories.
Yeah.
Because that's all it's about. It's about being funny. It's about entertaining you. When you're on your long drive for Christmas or whatever.
Yeah. I for one was inspired by the philosophy of what's his name?
Kris Kringle?
No. He was a psychologist like 100-something years ago.
Freud?
Nah. He was one of Freud's students.
Yeah. Did he also think that every man had an obsession with having sex with his mother?
He allegedly had sex with all of his patients.
What a horny bastard.
Yeah, he thought it was the best way to get to know their true selves.
Anyway, dog barking. Yeah. I think that's going to end the episode. Until next time, people.
Yeah, until next time, people. Don't shit yourself and don't have sex with all your clients.
And
unless you're a sex worker and that's your business.
And don't be a dick.
Yeah, that too.
Be nice.
Be nice.